We were talking about baby names.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking about some of these odd laws that some countries... Some countries actually put laws in place so you can't mess up your kid's life by giving them screwed up names.
Thank you.
Right?
Right.
Not us.
No.
Of course, not America.
No.
We don't do that. In Denmark, they have a very strict law on personal names in place to protect children from having odd names that suit their parents' fancy.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
To do this, apparently parents can choose from a list of only 7,000 pre-approved names, some for girls, some for boys, of course. If you want to name your child something that's not on the list, you have to actually get special permission from your local church. And then the name is actually reviewed by government officials.
Wow.
They're not messing around.
No, they're not.
Piper's on the phone. Piper, what you got for us?
Okay, so it's a friend that works for CPS, and one of her cases, the woman would name her children after the first thing she saw when they were born.
Like any good parent, right.
Yes. So she named her daughter Placenta, and her son was Nosmaking after a no smoking sign that she saw.
Oh, my.
Are you kidding me? Is this a joke?
No.
Wow.
That's what she did.
So I'm guessing if your friend that works at CPS told you about this woman was obviously up for Mother of the Year.
Oh, yes. Exactly.
Kindergarten, first grade. Yeah, is it placenta? It's placenta.
Placenta?
Yeah.
Is that Hispanic?
No, it's named after what came out of my mom.
No, I'm afterbirth.
Oh.
Gross.
Well, you know what? Can I say
what?
Something, Piper?
Yeah.
At least the first thing that she didn't see was poop.
Yes.
It could have been
true.
Way worse.
Yeah. What's your name? Crap. Hi, I'm Feces. Nice to meet you. Friends call me Turd. Great.
My nickname is Deuce.
Yeah. Chocolate hot dog. My name. Oh, and we went too far.
Chris and Amy in the morning.
Isn't it a little early for you to be hopped up?
98.7 The Peak.